This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You a hoarder?
I'm not.
Nah, me either. Well, we don't live in big places, so we can't really hoard, can we?
Well, you wonder if it really matters, though, because if you've got that, if you are a hoarder, then you do it anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
More room, more stuff.
When I lived with my parents, I used to keep a lot of things forever.
Yeah.
So much so. Like, I remember being at school once and we were doing a project on the Olympics, and the teacher said, wouldn't it be great if someone had some newspapers from the 1956 Olympics? So, you know what I did when the 2000 Olympics came around?
You kept the ones?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're still in the cupboard at my mum's house.
Well, see, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. You know, I had to get rid of my stuff.
Right.
Get rid of those.
Yeah.
Having them, get rid of them.
And we don't know if these two are hoarders, do we?
I reckon they must be, otherwise what inspired this work?
Well, their show is called My Life in Boxes. We'll hear about that. But Tim Ruddy and Tara Carey, are you both hoarders?
No. I'm not, actually.
Personally not, no.
You're not?
No.
I hate having things.
Oh, really?
All the time I think, oh,
so you're an anti-hoarder.
Yeah. I love to throw things away.
Not necessarily against hoarding, but, you know, if that's what you've got to do, then you've got to do that. But we like things in the cupboard, not on the floor.
All right. Now, what is My Life in Boxes? Because it does mention that it is about, obviously, that's why we brought it up,
yes,
you know, hoarding. But what is it about, then, My Life in Boxes?
It's more about the sort of things that you get attached, well, yes, the things that you do get attached to, but not necessarily just the newspapers or the 30 years of buttons from all the shirts that came with them, but ideas. So, you know, if you had an idea of, oh, one day I'm going to be a window cleaner on skyscraping buildings, and you get that stuck in your head, like, at what point do you let that go, and how far do you pursue it before you think, you know what, it's time to move on?
So how do you get all of this into this show?
Because, like, it's a dance piece.
Yeah, that's right. So part of, you know, you do circus and acrobatics, etc. How do we put it all together?
All right. So Tara had been working for a very long time on this script, originally just thinking about it as a one-person theatre piece.
Which is why I've got most of the lines.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, we met a couple of years ago, we started sort of talking about, you know, combining circus and theatre in a bit more of a complete sort of way, instead of going, here's a theatrical moment, here's a circus act.
Right, you're bringing them together.
Bringing it together. Yeah. So we tell the story with circus and theatre equally, and a lot of those times overlap, and sometimes there's no talking and it's just physical stuff. Other times they go hand in hand.
Rightio. So it is everything. I beg your pardon. I thought it was just dance. It isn't. It's a combination of all of the above. I guess when you go and watch, a company like Circus Oz, we might as well use them because you're in this Pico tent, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
They were two circus, obviously, with just a hint of cabaret or theatre. You sound like you've amped that right up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So sometimes with circus where there's more of a narrative, the characters are still very much not as detailed as what you would expect in a play.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've sort of gone, okay, let's take the story and let's take the narrative and the flawed and the funny and put that with the physical extreme.
Right.
Which you might be surprised is quite difficult to do that.
Right,
quite difficult to talk as well as you would in a normal theatre piece when you're hanging upside down on a rope.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's quite, or jumping physical, around, throwing each other about.
And
it's
you're doing difficult. This all in and around the audiences. We're not just all looking at the stage and everything. You're doing it everywhere, aren't you?
It's primarily directed towards the stage, but we do use all of the aisles and all around everywhere. We go behind people and really, you know.
So we're involved. When we're in there, we're very much involved.
Yes. Up close and personal. Yeah,
very personal.
Now, you guys come from some interesting backgrounds. And is that is Tim, your background is circus, and Tara, your background is more theatre acting, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, funnily enough, though, Tara grew up doing gymnastics at quite a high level up in Brisbane.
Oh, I did gymnastics, but I wouldn't say at a high level.
I still... On the topic of hoarding, I still have my gymnastics competition.
Oh, that's nothing leotard. Wrong with that. Nothing
I love
wrong.
It.
Oh, the leotard.
I thought it was
the
medals.
Yes, that was I.
No, it's the
does
leotard.
It still fit?
No, I actually threw out the medals, but I can't. It does. I tried it on.
You can leave.
Why?
Why?
Get
you,
out.
Why did you keep the leotard and not the medal?
Because it's fantastic.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Have you worn it?
I wouldn't be able to fit in it.
Oh, come on.
I'm a little bit wider than Tara.
It's like black velvet, and then if you can imagine a V down the front of glitter.
Oh, don't worry.
Long sleeve glitter as well.
Yeah.
Right. And so you guys bring these different backgrounds into this performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I grew up doing circus. That's the thing that I know. But I also, along the way, did a little bit of theatre, sort of just, you know, with school and you know, a bit of community stuff. And then throughout last year, me and Tara trained each other up in, you know, sort of as much as we could.
Mm-hmm. Each other's expertise.
Yeah. So every morning we'd have a hardcore theatre session, training, working acting, working vocal technique and all that kind of stuff. And every afternoon we'd spend in a little studio doing circus and... Yeah.
And it's all directed by the marvellous Maud Davey. Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Who, as we were having a word about before, is amazing.
Well, a cabaret legend, basically.
Yes. Burlesque.
Absolute legend.
Yeah,
I don't know all how we convinced her to get on board, really.
I would imagine she obviously wanted to become involved with you, both of you. You know, she saw something in both of you and thought, I'll have a bit of that, you know. Well, I would imagine. You must be good enough for her to want to be involved. Because she's done it again. You'd done this earlier in the year, last year.
Good the first time.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Well, the show is called My Life in Boxes. It's such an interesting title, and I love that marrying of the circus, the theatre, and everything else. It's at the Melba Spiegel Tent, kicking off on Feb 18, next Wednesday. And you've got to be quick to get into this one because it only runs to the 21st of Feb. For info, you can go to your website.
Mm-hmm.
GravityDolls.com.
That's it.
Gravity Dolls. I like that.
Mm.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.